If you would grab your Bibles and turn with me for this morning's scripture reading, we'll be in Psalms chapter 80. And as you're turning there, as I was looking over this, we see of Israel at this time imploring God to rescue them again for their from their calamities and the sins that they've gotten themselves into. But one thing that really stood out, and you'll see as we read this, is three times they say, "We will be saved." And it's an understanding and assurance that God can restore of us along with Israel when we get ourselves into a kind of a rut in some of those sinful things that we tend to do. Follow along with me as we read here in Psalms chapter 80. Oh, give ear, shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned above the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your power and come to save us. O God, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with the prayer of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears, and you have made them to drink tears in large measure. You make us an object of contention to our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. O God of hosts, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. You removed a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground before it, and it took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow, and the cedar of God with its boughs. It was sending out its branches to the seas and its shoots to the river. Why have you broken down its hedges so that all who pass that way pick its fruit? A boar from the forest eats it away, and whatever moves in the field feeds on it. O God of hosts, turn again now, we beseech you. Look down from heaven and see, and take care of this vine, even the shoot which your right hand has planted, and on the son whom you have strengthened for yourself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you made strong yourself. then we shall not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. O Lord, God of hosts, restore us. Cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. You may be seated, and at this time, we'll have a baby dedication.
In Samuel, book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, Hannah she was praying. She said, Lord, you give me a child, I will give you that child back to you in dedication. And that's where we get the dedication of a baby. And we're going to dedicate little Zoe Andrea Sherman. If Dan and Katie want to bring little Zoe up along with the other girls. Don't know if Zoe will come to me or not.
You don't know me that well, do you? Do you want to come? Okay, she doesn't.
You want to keep her that way until she's about 25, right. You know, not to come to any strangers. Yeah. Father, we just thank you for little Zoe. Lord, what a beautiful little girl, Lord, that you've given to Dan and Katie. Lord, we just thank you for her life. Lord, we thank you for all the giftings that you've already placed within her, Lord, in the DNA. Lord, we just thank you for that. And I pray that those would be developed, Lord, to serve you and to worship you. Lord, her giftings, her callings, Lord, would be directed toward you, Lord, and that you would just be blessed with her life. Lord, I do pray for Dan and Katie as they raise her up in the ways of the Lord, that you would just give them wisdom, give them understanding, Lord, in the ways that she should go. Lord, we pray that you would protect her, put a hedge of protection about her. Lord, I pray that we as a church, Lord, would be a good example to her. Lord, as she grows and goes on in age, Lord, that she would see just the Christians and the believers, Lord, that love you would be just a great example to her. Lord, so we dedicate her to you. Lord, we pray that you would just continue to surround her, bless her, hold her. Lord, just use her for your glory and your honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey, you want to come out? Huh? You want to come out?
Oh, yeah. There we go. Kiki wasn't that bad, huh? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's continue to worship.
Joy comes in the morning. Voices now, sing yes, Lord.
We say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Lord, we say yes to you. You are glorious. You are the God who takes our sorrow, who takes our shame, who takes all our pain, and you trade it in, God, for your goodness and compassion, for your healing life. For you are a God who never fails. Glory to you, Lord.
Mercy. You hold my world in your hands. Everlasting.
Sing that out again. From everlasting to everlasting. From everlasting to everlasting. God, to everlasting. Strength will rise.
We wait upon the Lord.